Okay, Eileen, earlier on had a very lengthy discussion about what the Alexander technique is, how to define it, what it consists of. And I
Oh,
think,
I'd like to know that. Thank you. Did we come up
yes,
with anything?
we did. We came up with some very interesting ideas about it, but it occurs to me that we may have had the perfect conversation for someone who already has some idea about it. Maybe not the best for a complete newcomer. What do you think?
Oh, I'm pleased to hear we had a perfect
It
conversation.
was
My
perfect,
goodness.
it was perfect, but not for everybody. And I think what I'd like to do
You
is
think it was perfect for humans or just for animals?
both.
Okay.
What I would like to do is read you a well, first, I think it would be nice if we could come up with a very short, succinct description slash definition of the technique. Very short, very succinct. As you probably remember, Marge Barstow used to begin her workshops by asking people to say in a sentence what the technique was. And the ultimate winner of the contest, as far as I can remember, was Alfred Fletches, who you remember, right? You there?
Yeah,
Yeah,
no, I remember.
Alfred,
Yeah, sure.
Alfie came
Alfred.
up with the Alexander technique as a way to learn how to release harmful tension from your body, which, is not bad. It certainly doesn't cover everything. And here's another very short description, if you like. The Alexander technique is a way to feel better and move in a more relaxed and comfortable way, the way nature intended. So those are a couple of one sentence descriptions. Do you have a one sentence description or two?
The Alexander technique is a way to gain skill in the mind-body connection and to discover and utilize moving more effortlessly and doing any activity with less effort and more clarity.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's a little more detailed.
It is. But the main reason I think most people come to the technique originally, in the very beginning, is usually for pain relief. And so perhaps having a definition that included that, except really once people get relief from the pain, and quite often that can happen fairly quickly, they get very interested in the whole realm of what feeling better is, of what feeling really good is. So because that gets more that really our sense of what feeling good is really gets enhanced. You end up understanding a level of feeling good that we didn't that you usually didn't even know existed, and that keeps increasing. So, but originally people come to the technique just for pain relief.
Well, and you had mentioned earlier this term mind-body integration, mind-body. Those two words are strung together all the time these days, and I think the Alexander technique is in some ways, or let's say the process that Alexander developed, which he never used the term Alexander technique, but it sort of lies at the core of the work, is that you can't really ever separate them completely. There, to him, I think it wasn't even that there was they were closely interrelated. To him, they were really just two sides of the same coin. They were completely interrelated, and there was no way you could really disentangle one from the other. And the processes that he taught, if you actually do them, we'll show you very quickly that that's the case. I mean, it's a pretty simple process, and if you're serious about giving it a try, you will very quickly discover that how you think about yourself or how you think, say, about movement or posture, if you like, posture being a verb here, how you think about how you organize yourself has an immediate and often quite dramatic effect on what actually happens.
Right.
And
yeah,
so I think we should just leave it with that. It's a very simple method, a very powerful method, but I wouldn't want to necessarily say that for everyone at first it's a totally easy thing to use. It may take some practice, but it's not because it's complicated. It's more that it really asks you to think about things that you had not thought about before, and to be willing to explore in a very, very safe situations different ways of thinking about yourself that can result in different patterns of movement. What do you think about that?
I think that's so that you learn to think differently about your movement and also what signals you're giving yourself. But I do think, even though it does take a while to learn, for everyone, and some people may find it quite difficult to do it for themselves in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but even so, they end up getting a little bit better with each lesson because mm-hmm. they're experiencing a sense of loss of pressure, a new sense of ease with each lesson, even though they can't, takes them a little while to do it well themselves,
mm-hmm.
They're still improving each time. And it's something that, you know, theoretically somebody could do well themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It really goes into our whole habit of learning anything. And so mm-hmm. it's quite a interesting technique for many aspects, and that being one of them.
Well, let's end it there. What do you think?
All right.